A state-of-the-art electronic health record system is being introduced at the Midwestern Radiation Oncology Centre at University Hospital in Limerick. These are designed to replace paper medical records. And to tell us a little bit more about this, we have Director of Cardiology at the Mater Hospital and Chair of Cardiovascular Research at the Royal College of Surgeons of Ireland, Professor Robert Byrne. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. So, digitization of patients' record, why is that important?
Well, I think, first of all, as a frontline clinician, I'm delighted that Mater Private is investigating in this comprehensive EHR across the network of hospitals. And you're right to point out that it affects the Midwest Radiation Oncology Centre at UHL, but also Mater Private Cork and Mater Private Dublin. And while most hospitals in Ireland have hybrid systems comprising a mix of paper records and some electronic systems, and we know that most GP surgeries also use a mix of paper and electronic records, we still lack these integrated network-wide EHR systems. And I think this is a notable first in Ireland.
So what will it do, Professor, just for someone listening this morning who might unfortunately end up being a patient of yours or your colleagues?
Yeah, I think it does a couple of things for patients. It certainly reduces the administrative burden. It reduces the risk of missed communications. It offers the potential to significantly improve patient satisfaction, because a key aspect of the electronic health record is that the patient can follow the course of their own care. And finally, I think for patients, it offers enhanced patient safety. So it limits the chances that your doctor or your GP is going to miss a critical test result. And I think Ireland, although it's made good progress in recent years, it does lag behind other European countries that have more advanced electronic health records networks. I'm thinking Finland, I'm thinking Estonia. And in those countries, coverage of electronic health records is up to 100% across all public and private hospitals. So I think we have a way to go in Ireland to catch up.
But does it mean then that using a code that a patient can go online and access their own records?
Yes, I think ultimately that's where an EHR gets to. Now, there's a couple of barriers to that, if you like, and a key barrier in Ireland is that we don't adopt this unique national identifier. So if you go to Denmark, as soon as you're born, you get your unique national identifier number, and every contact that you have with a healthcare professional is recorded and assigned to this unique national identifier. So this electronic health record and other electronic health record initiatives throughout Ireland, they'll solve part of the problem, but really for the network to be integrated and countrywide, we do need to move on with implementation of this unique national identifier number. Because ultimately it'll mean as a patient, you can log on, you can be fully privy to your full medical record, you can share it with different healthcare providers. And like I say, having worked abroad, I worked in Germany for 12 or 13 years. I think we have a way to go in terms of involving patients in our healthcare records and making the healthcare records fully transparent and available to patients.
Right, we're turning to Professor Robert Byrne. Ultimately, will this shorten waiting times for treatment for patients?
I think it can do. Certainly, as I said, it'll reduce the administrative burden, it'll improve the efficiency of healthcare delivery, and this can lead to shorter waiting times. I mean, we know that the public want EHR. You may recall there was a HICWA survey published in the last month or so, and 86% of respondents surveyed in Ireland said that they want access to their own digital records, and 99% of respondents said that they wanted their doctors to have access to the health information that was held about them in electronic manner.
So what about, obviously, data protection, GDPR, all that stuff?
Yeah, so there's been a significant tightening of regulations over the last 5 to 7 years, as you'll be aware. And I think our processes have become significantly more robust around that. But you're right to point out that any of these EHR systems have to have very strong governance around data protection. I know for our EHR, there's a very strong process of protection in place around that. And the other element, of course, is cybersecurity. These systems have very sensitive data, and a key part of the investment is not only data protection, but robust IT systems to protect against cybersecurity attacks.
What did you make of President Biden's bold declarations around curing cancer, reducing it very significantly, I think was ultimately the way he put it, within 25 years in recent days?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to have ambition in this respect. And the progress that has been made in cancer care over the course of the last 15 to 20 years has been very significant. And there's been certain areas that have been affected more than others. There's certain types of tumors that were associated with, a very short life expectancy, and specific dedicated treatments has resulted in cure of those cancers and cure of those treatments. And it's a matter of expanding it from certain niche cancers outwards. Of course, we should remember, and I'll have my cardiology hat on here, that it's heart disease and stroke and circulatory diseases that are arguably the major killer in Ireland and the Western world. It's head-to-head with cancer, but perhaps slightly more are affected by heart disease and circulatory disease in terms of overall mortality per year.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much for that. So the Mater Private Network, it operates the Midwestern Radiation Oncology Centre at the University Hospital Limerick, is delivering Ireland's most ambitious and extensive, that's how they put it, electronic health record system. So at some stage, somebody you know may end up using that system or having it used on their behalf. Professor Robert Byrne, who's Director of Cardiology at Mater Private Network and also Professor at RCSI University. Thank you.
Your views.